doing. And it's so impactful that I know it's from God, because it can't be from me, because I'm an idiot, and I know that. And but this is something that's very special. And I can't tell you how many people, because I don't know. I know it's over 10. It might be between 10 and 20 parents who have actually gone. The conference is on Saturday. On Monday, they take their kids out of school and they homeschool them, because they learn the actual truth of what their kids are being taught. And it doesn't matter what school you go to, there's a portion of it everywhere. And so it's even in the – that's why I was saying even the top 10 schools teach a form of all this kind of stuff. In fact, some of them probably even get more detail worse. But it's shocking. You cannot believe the things that are happening in our schools. And that's what happens when people come – everybody who comes to the conference leaves with their jaw on the ground. They just can't believe. It says, gosh, I knew there was something wrong, but I didn't realize it was this bad. But, it's called The Truth Is Out There. And it's inspired because ever since I ran, even before I ran, before I started teaching even, God laid on my heart, Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. And that's what's happening in our society today, is Christians don't have the knowledge. A lot of times because they have their head buried in the sand. And they don't want to know. And so they have to know. And they have to start being involved. Because the reason our political realm is the way it is because the Christian people have gotten out of the political realm. And we're the light of the world. So when the light leaves, what's left to replace it? Darkness.
The darkness, yeah.
So
let me just ask you, and we'll get to the specifics of the event coming up on Saturday. Is this thing a quick fix? Is it a matter of if we turn over, three school board members and we toss them out and we replace them with conservative, God-fearing people, and all of a sudden the problem will go away?
It's changing the curriculum. And that is the school board, that's the state assembly and senate and the governor. So it's a combination of everything. We need to change the curriculum. If we do not change the curriculum, in 10 years we'll never see another Republican elected, because they'll have overtaken us. There'll be just too many people out there who are okay with socialism. And so we have about 5-10 years. 20 years, I mean, when I last ran in 2000 for Congress, I told everybody, I says, look, if we don't fix the education system in 20 years, we're going to lose this country. 20 years from the date, Joe Biden was elected president. Well, he wasn't really elected, but he still is our president. We lost this country. We've got about 10 years before we probably don't have a chance to do it again. And so it is imperative that we get people in there to change this curriculum. Is specifically K-6. Everybody's focused on the colleges. Well, by the time they get to college, it's too late. Colleges just support everything they learned in the high school and elementary school. So that's where my focus is, K-6, and that's the real learning years. And the conference, it's at Dudemus Church.
Where's that?
It's 4035 South Tenaya. It's one block north of Flamingo on Tenaya. And you can go to my website, ChristAvengers.com, and purchase tickets. It doesn't have the address on there. If you want the information, actually, the best place to go for the information is go on Facebook, look up Christ's Avengers, and you'll find it, and it'll give you all the details of the wheres and what times. It goes from 9 to 3. Feed you breakfast, feed you lunch, and it's $25, which is, it's really nothing. And it's probably going to end up going up higher. In the future, this will be the last one we do this year, because we're not going to do it during Christmas or Thanksgiving. Yeah. So it'll be the last one until January. And I can guarantee you this: you won't regret it. You'll have a good time. You'll be shocked. And we just try to have fun when we're doing it. And by the time lunch comes around, people are just coming up to me during lunch going, I don't know if I can handle much more. And I go, it gets worse.
Unbelievable. Jim Blackie, it's always good to see you, my friend. Thank you so much. Best of luck with your event on Saturday. It should be another huge success.
And the book, by the way, it's the new one, is hopefully going to be released before the end of the year, but I'm not positive. I'll let you know.
Keep me posted. That's Jim Blackie, a former teacher, author of Public Schools, The Worst Case of Child Abuse in American History, and the CEO and founder of Christ Avengers. Stick around. More to do as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Coming up on 12:32 as we check out our traffic cams right now. I got a crash there, Interstate 15 southbound at Lake Mead. The on-ramp and the left lane are blocked there on 15 south. Also do expect some reduced speeds there, 15 southbound at Spring Mountain, North 15 at Tropicana. Lane restrictions, that's causing some major delays as you try to squeeze through the spaghetti bowl there. 515 eastbound at Main Street, 515 westbound at Eastern, only two lanes available through that corridor all the way into next year. So get used to that. And on the other side of the spaghetti bowl, you're going to be touching the brakes there before you get to those lane restrictions, 95 east at Rancho.
The world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. NBA last night, the Suns continued their winning ways with a 105-98 win over the Mavericks. Phoenix 11-3 with the victory. 24 points from Devin Booker, just missed a double-double with 9 rebounds. DeAndre Ayton with 19 points, 13 rebounds. Jay Crowder chipped in with 14. Chris Paul, 7 points, 4 rebounds, 14 assists. The Suns host the Mavericks tomorrow night. Phoenix with a 10-game winning streak. They're 11-3, second in the West, chasing the 12-2 Golden State Warriors. NHL tonight, the Golden Knights home against the Red Wings. Detroit's winless in two. The Golden Knights coming off a loss. They're 9-7-0 this season. They fell 4-2 Tuesday night at home against Carolina. Tonight's matchup, the fifth of six in a row at home. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Okay, so usually I'm a last-minute shopper, but the deals at Kohl's, way too good to pass up. I got 40% off holiday decor, 40% off the cutest St. Nicholas square finds for the table, and found the toys topping my kids' lists. I also got 50% off, and as a Kohl's Rewards member, an extra $10 off my home purchase, because I spent $50. So now I get the whole early shopping thing, and I'm a big fan. Select styles. Offers end November 20th. Toys, coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition of Live and Local. We are still on verdict watch in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Kyle Rittenhouse. And the big question is, why is the jury asking the judge for different documents and different videos and things like that. Yeah, I thought it was interesting. This is cut three. Professor Jonathan Turley was on Fox last night talking about the Rittenhouse jury requests and what they may or may not mean.
The jury wants to watch this video again. And I know that this is really kind of speculation that I'm asking you to engage in, but do you believe that the jury wants to look at that video to answer the question of provocation, or do they want to look at the proximity of Joseph Rosenbaum to Kyle Rittenhouse when the trigger was pulled? What do you think?
Well, it could be all of the above. What's interesting about these questions is they give an insight into where the jury is now focused. But since this is now Wednesday, they probably already have had a vote, maybe multiple votes. When they ask to look at evidence at this stage, you have to wonder whether they may be deadlocked on one or two counts, because sometimes the jurors will reach out to the judge if they're having difficulties in their deliberations to ask substantive questions. That's not the first two questions. The first two questions are clearly sort of housekeeping. They want to watch the video, and that's understandable. But sometimes these questions, if they're on substantive points, can be an effort to break up what is a deadlock on the jury. Sometimes the jurors will say, well, let's ask the judge if there's some disagreement as to language. So it can be very insightful in terms of the parties as to where the jury is heading. It is quite natural to want to look at the video evidence. When you have video evidence, it has this enormous gravitational pull for the jury. We are a visual species, and they, and that type of evidence is viewed by the jurors as, you know, that doesn't lie. We can see it for ourselves. And that's particularly important in a case where you've had a lot of challenges over representations made by the prosecution, including statements made in the opening opening argument that were not borne out at trial. When you have those types of doubts, this type of evidence is even more important.
That's Professor Jonathan Turley. I love the guy. Stay with us. Coming up, Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group, also the political director for the Clark County Republican Party. We'll talk with him about politics, about health insurance, a whole bunch of stuff. All coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. I've got some amazing news I just can't wait to share with you. Maybe you're like me. Years of overdriven radio station headphones have caused serious hearing loss. I kept asking friends and family, huh? What? All became a part of the conversation. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been over the top great. But it gets better. They've even hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aid, 702-369-1321. That number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Enough with the fees already. Bad check fees, credit card fees, late rent fees, and those huge payday loan fees. We can help and safely lend you up to $5,000 in minutes to cover your payments and avoid those fees.
Dollar Loan Center. Dollar Loan Center. Dollar Loan Center.
You don't need a checking account, perfect credit, or collateral, and it's 100% free to apply and see how much you qualify for. If you need the loan for one day, one week, or one year, it doesn't matter at the DLC. You only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. There are no application fees or prepayment penalties. Nothing, really. We offer small weekly payments and make it easy to pay your loan back because of our fantastic rates. Join over 250,000 satisfied customers and let us help you out. It's okay to need a loan and borrow money as long as you're getting a fair deal.
Licensed by the Banner Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I always love it when we have Pat Casal on. And by the way, Pat Casal will be filling in for me early next week. Yeah, God willing. Pat Casal, owner of the MultiCare Group and also the political director for the Clark County Republican Party. Did I get that right?
Perfect.
Your business card is filling up. I mean, we're going to have to do an enlarged version. Because you all the titles.
I got to give out a computer chip.
Maybe that's the answer. Maybe that's the answer. I want to ask you, first of all, just on the health care thing. Your organization, the MultiCare Group, deals with health care for families, for businesses. Talk a little bit about what's the hot topic in health care right now. Delivery.
You know, it's interesting. What the hot topic is finding affordable insurance. After last year when they gave away the farm, a premium is almost free in most cases. I had one client who was making $250,000, but her husband was on unemployment. They didn't pay anything for their health insurance last year through the exchange. Not only that, their out-of-pocket was only $1,000, and the premium, the copays were zero. This year, the premium for the husband and wife were $1,100, and they got an $17,400 out-of-pocket between the two of them. So what you're going to find is that what they tried to do last year, the left, was give away the farm to get more people to enroll into the coffers of the health the exchanges. And what we're finding is a lot of people are upset. I got clients that were qualifying for silver plans with all kinds of benefits last year. They're now on bronze plans, and their copays went from zero to 120 for a specialist or 150 for a specialist. It's pretty amazing. I mean, we have more carriers offering insurance, but the premiums are not great, but the out-of-pockets are much higher. And off-exchange, it's the same players. And the rates have gone up. So it's been interesting. I'm doing a lot more group insurance than individuals right now.
What is different about our healthcare system after 10-plus months of President Biden? Yeah, I mean, is there anything substantially different?
No, it's more expensive. Oh, wait a minute. That's inflation. Don't you remember what they said on TV the other day?
It's transitory.
You don't have to worry about it. We have more money in the bank than we've ever had before, so you can just spend it on your insurance premiums. Just ask Jim. He can't wait to spend more money. I mean, seriously, these are the kind of things we're hearing. you realize I got into a competition with somebody on Facebook over the administrations. So they're trying to compare Trump 4 years. In 4 years, what Trump accomplished, this man did is undone in 10 months and then made our nation destroy. He's killing us. The four things that matter to every American: jingle in the pocket, a roof over their head, food on the table, and the clothes on their back. Homelessness has never been worse. Mm. Incomes are not up. Not when you're paying 26% more for groceries. I had to move. And I don't want to buy a house because of our market. My rent is going up 60%. Not 6-0.
Wow.
And if you look out there, people are renting homes for $2,500 to $3,000 a month, and you're getting 1,800 to 2,000 square feet. I mean, Kevin, what's going on right now is nuts. And what happened in Virginia is only the beginning. And the Democrats are in serious, they're hemorrhaging. They're in trouble.
Let me just ask you, every place I turn, I'm running into a Medicare Advantage Joe Namath ad. And you get a chance to see this stuff
all the time.
Do you believe any of it?
I'm going to ask you. I'm going to throw this back at you. So when you hear an insurance company is now giving away free dental, free vision, free hearing aids, you don't have questions about that? Insurance companies are giving this away. And oh, better yet, the biggest con job you hear out there, you're going to get, if you're in certain zip codes, you get all your $148 back or whatever it is. That's a lie. You have to be income deprived in order to qualify for that money, number one. Number two, the Medicare Advantage plan sucks. Here's why. And I can speak from my own experience with my mom and dad. Okay? They wanted it. They got it because it was free. The famous four-letter word, free. And it wasn't free because you have an out-of-pocket that's not equivalent to what you can get with a Medigap plan, number one. Number two, access to physicians is not the same. With a Medigap plan, you're probably going to look at 90 to 95% of the doctors in our marketplace are available to you. On a Medicare Advantage plan, you're going to manage care. The networks are smaller. And the reason that they're smaller is because the carriers have to make money. But what people do not know is that $144 to $148 that comes out of your Social Security check goes to the carrier along with about another $800. So the carriers are getting about $950 to $1,000 per person per month for offering that Medicare Advantage plan. So the carriers are getting like $10,000, $12,000 per person. They can't mismanage the money. If they do, they go broke. They're not going to go broke. They're doing what they can. And here's the other thing that's interesting. In healthcare, we have what's called the medical loss ratio. You have to provide, you have to spend 80 cents on a dollar on the individual market. But on Medicare, you don't hear about that, number one. Now the new thing is compliance, disclosure of what your compensations are and how much money the carriers are making. But not with the Medicare Advantage plans. They don't have to disclose that. As a consumer, not as a salesperson, because I can sell an Advantage plan. I can get certified and sell them all. And I don't, because I've had numerous clients this year call me on the phone in the last 10 days wanting out. And until this year, 2022, you couldn't switch. Now think about this. You buy a Medicare Advantage plan, every year you can move from one to another. With Medigap, after you buy it, if you're sick, you can't change. Why? Why can I buy new insurance every year, but with Medicare supplements, I couldn't? Think about that. They want you to go on the Advantage plan. They'll let you move around, but they want to take you off the supplement, the Medigap. The Medigap gives you one main thing. You can go anywhere in the country, and all the major hospitals, including UCLA, MD Anderson, Scripps, Mayo Clinic, they're all providers. So as a consumer, I want access to the best if I'm over 65. I don't want to be limited. And that's the biggest problem I have with Medicare Advantage.
I want you to put on your political hat, your political director hat. First of all, what does a political director do for somebody like the Clark County Republican Party?
Well, once we get rolling after the first day, we're still in litigation over the BS of who's the real party. We've won every court hearing, and the other day we had another hearing to try to take it over. They gave them 2 weeks to come together because Ms. Buck has a new attorney involved. So to me, it's just more BS, and we're wasting money. About $100,000 has been spent fighting this case. That money could have been used for people to get elected, etc. But what I can tell you is going on. We're putting on more programs to get to vet candidates with the state party and the county party. So what I believe, my job is to make sure that we put together programs where people, the consumers that are voters, can see what we have. And what I want to do is I want to have open debates with some of our candidates, whether they be gubernatorial or, better yet, maybe not a debate. Meet the candidates. Come on out. It'd be a fundraiser for the party so we can help people. But you get a chance to be acquainted with the candidates from the governorship all the way down. And the other day, by the way, Sisolak's team got quoted, you don't like what Steve you don't like what Sisolak's doing right now? No problem. There's an election coming up. Vote him out. And also that Sisolak's words through his attorney were that your kids are not yours once they're going to school. They're no longer your concern. They're the concern of the teachers. If we as Republicans run on policy and against the policies that they're throwing at us, we can't lose. Case in point, Virginia. Case in point, New Jersey. We may have lost by a nose in New Jersey, but when you have a 1 million vote advantage on the Democratic side, think about it, Kevin. We barely lost, but in reality, we won. And when a truck driver can win investing $150 and take out a senior politician, that says something about where the Democrats are.
More coming up. Pat Casal joining us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, it's Pat Casal with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this, there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
I'm Fred Simon. I live in Douglas County, and I'm a candidate for Nevada governor. If we believe the high priest of vaccinations, Dr. Fauci Mengele, it's time to submit to his commands again. So you put your face mask on, you take your face mask off. You do the wishy-washy, and you get your COVID shot, because controlling you, that's the agenda they've got. And Steve Sisolak? He's okay with that, because he's not really a Nevada governor. He's a proud Soviet-style commissar. Unlike Steve Sisolak, I am a medical doctor. I know COVID is a serious threat. That's why it's got to be handled right. If you elect me governor, I'm going to assemble a truly balanced and ethical expert panel. And together, we'll protect our children and stop the insanity of a lawless Nevada. Learn more anytime and join me. Fred Simon at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Get the stories and scores that matter to you on the KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions, where you can save up to 50% on your health insurance premiums. The KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have Pat Casal on. Final segment. And it's a short one, but I just want to ask you, as political director of the Clark County Republican Party, are you confident that we are headed towards a wave election?
Nationally, absolutely. In Nevada, we'll see more red than we do now. I believe if we could take the governorship, we can take the entire state. If we win governor, because it's going to be trickle-down voting, we'll take over the whole state. We'll become a pretty much a red state again.
And let me just ask you.